City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 10. Yudanis A. Rodriguez, Democratic, Working Families. Miguel Estrella, School Choice. The following City Council District 10 candidate did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Ronnie Cabrera, Republican.
Yudanis A. Rodriguez.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
District 10 City Council Member, Chairman, Higher Education Committee.
Previous occupation.
Co-founder teacher, Gregorio Luperon High School. Co-founder, Health Academy of the Heights, which aims for educational success of new immigrant families.
Education.
BA Political Science, MA Bilingual Education, City College, CUNY.
Organizational affiliations.
Northern Manhattan Democrats for Change, Barack Obama Club, Audubon Reform Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Prior to 2009, I worked on issues of educational justice at City College, advocating for the continued access to higher education for middle and low-income students. I fought corrupt and abusive landlords to ensure residents' rights were upheld. In the council, I have been a fierce advocate for early childhood education, improved college readiness, increased availability of affordable housing, and community empowerment.
What is the most important issue in Council District 10 you would address if elected?
Since my election in 2009, I have worked to build a united Northern Manhattan and identified greater resources and opportunities for our community. I have focused on ensuring a higher quality education for New York City students. My goal is to establish a public school system that would encompass adequate facilities and resources.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I believe that a healthy and vibrant community is one with a high quality of life, which means clean and safe streets, pristine parks, and low crime rates. I will focus my efforts on securing the right partnerships and necessary funding. Further, it is important that the community has a mutual respect between residents and businesses. This means that small businesses are given the support needed to thrive in Northern Manhattan and work with community members to cater to their needs.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
After living and working in Northern Manhattan since arriving in the U.S., I have dedicated myself to improving conditions for all residents. Over the past 4 years, I have gained valuable experience in addressing the needs of my community through listening to residents' concerns and following through with results. I have a vision for the future of Northern Manhattan that will create jobs, grow our economy, keep our community safe, and increase sustainability for the future.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Miguel Estrella, party enrolled in, Democratic. Current occupation, criminologist and MTA employee. Previous occupation, computer operator. Education, Dominican Autonomous University, Center for the Media Arts, Computer Learning Center, Journalists Institute Salvador Pitaluga, Henry George Social Science School, John Jay College for Criminal Justice. Organizational affiliations: American Criminal Justice Association, Lambda Alpha Epsilon, John Jay Alumni Society. Chairperson, a central juvenile, Tony Hernandez. Prior public experience? None. What is the most important issue in Council District 10 you would address if elected? The lack of leadership of current incumbent that had not allowed us to bring the necessary funding to solve matters of vital interest for our community. Creation of new jobs. Restoration of the small business community through the support of the Small Business Survival Act law. More funding for our schools. Reinforcement of public safety in our district. Support for our livery taxicabs industry. Providing better quality of life for our elderly community. What other important issues would you address if elected? The increase of people between 40 and 60 years of age suffering from cardiovascular diseases need to be stopped. Therefore, I will bring baby boomers and members of the third age portion of the community get involved in the practice of sports such as basketball, softball, tracking, soccer, and tennis. What makes you the best candidate for this office? My desire for helping my community to reach the level of quality of life that we used to have in the 80s. Also, the leadership that I have been able to establish in the community in the last 28 years, and the independence of my decisions. I will do the best for my community, not the best for any particular politician or any special interest group. Participating in the campaign finance program.